Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
TC says this has to be a trade that's going to happen because KC is pushing back too hard. Well, they're on to you, pal. They figured out
the tea leaves.
Yeah. They figured
nothing out. Nothing gets past you, pal.
Figured out your little system, buddy. KC pushing back too hard. That means the trade is going to happen. Tell Hoops Hype.
That would be their headline. KC pushes back too hard on Domas trade.
Sabonis off to Brooklyn. I mean, that's what they did with Dave's tweet. Might as well do it with KC's show. Hey, a quick reminder. You can nominate someone for High School Player of the Week over at ESPN1320.com. We're going to announce our first high school athlete of the week tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Now, the window for submissions for tomorrow is closed, but you can start for next week. The submissions are available all day. It's just or any time of day. It's just the window in which you send them. So if you send them like today and tomorrow, that'll go into next week's, potential athlete of the week. But we're going to name our first high school player of the week tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So get your submissions in. Yeah, that's going to be pretty exciting. We will get back to the Kings here in just a few moments. 49ers get a win yesterday. I'm all for what I saw yesterday. 49ers got a win, a good win. Put up points against what appears to be a really bad football team. Perfectly fine with everything that happened yesterday. Love seeing Brock Purdy in his return. We saw the 49ers get a couple of interceptions, which is just absolutely crazy. But 49ers get a win.
Yeah, man. This is that stretch that I've been circling and have my eye on, this five-game stretch where you've got, I include Arizona in that, but you got the Cardinals, you got the Panthers. You got your bye, or no, excuse me, you got your Browns, you got your bye, you got the Titans, and then concluded with the Colts, where this is the move. This is the time to push forward and make the move, and that was a good way to start it. It just looks a little different with Brock Purdy under center. Mac Jones did really well. He did really well. They had some really good games. But Brock, I think some of it has to do with his talent level. Some of it has to do with his comfort level with the offense and his teammates, but it just kind of looks seamless. Like, he sees it before the snap, knows where he wants to go, knows where the mismatch is. It just feels different with Brock back there. He didn't like the world on fire like Mac Jones had.
Though.
Yeah. Mac Jones had stats that were comparable
numbers,
or better.
Sure.
In the past or whatever, but it just looked and felt different with Brock.
It looked more fluid. Yeah. He looked really, really comfortable out there. Man, this is really, really disrespectful. It kind of looked like he was in a pickup game. Like he was just out there getting comfortable, just like finding guys, kind of like, ah, feels good to be back out here.
Yeah.
That's unfair. Jacoby Brissett was out there busting his ass. He took some brutal shots yesterday. Talk about not being able to get to the quarterback. Jacoby Brissett begs to differ. He got hit a couple of times yesterday. But, of course, he dropped back damn near 60 times also. But Brock just looked like it was easy for him.
Yeah.
And against a team like Arizona, that's what you want to see, in my opinion.
The sneaky thing about this, and I don't – look, Niners are about to take on a lot of true champions. A lot of true champions on that schedule.
Yeah. What's the schedule coming up?
It was the Cardinals.
Uh-huh.
It was the Panthers coming up on Monday night.
Yeah, that's
it's the Browns.
Yeah, it is Shador Sanders. It's the led,
true champ. It's the Titans.
Okay.
Then the Colts.
Okay, well
literally two those Super Bowl last wins.
Those last three
between
weeks.
The five of them. Two combined Super Bowl wins between the, or is it?
I was gonna say, is it two?
Yeah, the Colts won Super Bowl III, didn't they?
Oh, you're talking. Oh, you lumped the Colts into that. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. All right.
Yikes! Bad stretch for
man. That stretch at the end though, the Colts, Bears, and Seahawks.
Yeah, whew. Yeah. But
you better get these dubs against.
Well, no, like I said.
These true champions.
These true champions that they've got to deal with right now. You know, these are franchises that know about winning. With that being said, this is kind of sneaky, like a preseason. Like, hey, get a feel back for the game.
Mm.
We're not throwing you in there against the Rams and the Seahawks. Just, hey, go out there, man. Good little soft landing for you to work all the kinks out. Feel good. Panthers have a okay defense. Browns have a really good defense. Titans don't have a good anything.
Well, they have Myles Garrett, which is terrifying.
That is.
Just having Myles Garrett across from you is terrifying.
Yeah. But, yeah, this, you know, Brock, you talking about looking like a scrimmage. Like, that's how
it did. Like,
that's
he
how
just,
I expect most of these next four games to go.
They didn't rush him a lot. Like, they couldn't. He just looked like he had the chance to drop back. And just kind of take it all in, see the field, find guys, and get comfortable. Like, he looked very, very comfortable yesterday. And it's not like he hasn't played in a year. Like, he's played this season.
Right.
But he hasn't played, obviously, a lot of football this season. So getting him back out there and getting comfortable, it worked. And they got up pretty comfortably, pretty quickly, and just kind of kept their foot on the gas. Defense did their job various portions throughout the game, and you know, he found Juwan, he found George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey had another one of his games. So from a 49ers perspective, I don't think the game could have gone any better.
No one
got hurt for the year. No one's in surgery right now.
Yeah. Notice you said for the year. People got hurt.
Oh no, of course. It wouldn't be a 49er Monday if we weren't announcing someone being out for a couple of weeks. But this year it had been announced, well, Mikel's out for the year, Nick's out for the year, Fred's out for the year. It was just week after week we were announcing someone was surgery went well, but they're gone for the year.
Right.
That wasn't the case.
Didn't have to deal with
just
that.
A couple of weeks.
But, I'm starting to see and understand, not that I didn't all the way through, but what Kyle was talking about with this defense. Like, man, it's difficult to feel like they would get the necessary stops consistently to make a run. Now, I think about this, though. Not, and they were better last year. But is the Commanders, did they have a really good defense last year? Didn't feel like it. It felt like it was just like a random defense.
Like, it was good. It was nothing I would constitute as bad.
Right. But they had Jaden, and that offense allowed them to get some games mm-hmm. to get to the NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility for this Kings team.
Or the 49ers.
The 49ers.
If only the Kings played defense like the Commanders did last year, we'd be in a different
problem
place.
Is they play defense like the 49ers right
well,
now.
Yeah. Well, I
not 49ers defense a little better than theirs.
I was going to say, yeah. I don't. I mean, I understand the. They're not good. Are they really that bad?
I don't think so.
There are things that they don't do well, right? Like they can't get they don't rush the quarterback well.
Yeah,
there's very obvious reasons for that. All three guys who rush the quarterback really well are gone.
Right.
But like, would you constitute them? Like, this was the conversation with Kyle a couple of weeks ago. Kyle said they were awful, just dreadfully bad. I didn't think they were that.
Yeah, I don't think they're awful. You're right.
But I get that they're not good either. It's how stellar does their offense have to be? Like, we'll have a conversation about the Eagles coming up here in a few minutes, where I think the discussion is reversed, where you're talking about their defense versus their offense. The question here is how stellar does their offense have to be to get? Well, it's crazy to say this, to get anywhere.
Yeah. 30 points a night for the rest of the season, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, what was yesterday? 41? I mean, 22 was probably more than you want to give up to the Cardinals, but yeah, like, it might be that. It might be 30-plus, and you've got a Colts team and a Bears team coming up in the not-too-distant future that's going to test you on that. Hell, even Carolina might push you on that a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll talk more 49ers. We haven't discussed like Zach LaVine and his lack of fourth quarter play. So we'll get into that. Man, there were some major performances in the NFL this past weekend that we just might not be able to get into today. Is James Hamm's going to join us at the top of the hour. We do have some news on Keegan Murray that's got to be discussed. So it's going to be a real busy couple hours here. We're dealing with Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Wait, what did you just say?
If you're willing to move past like Hulk Hogan being the greatest of all time and just get over that nonsense, then yeah, John Cena's the
goat. What do you mean?
But
nonsense?
That's not nonsense.
He is.
Sorry, you guys aren't over it yet.
Aren't over it?
Hey, I don't like him either, but like, no, call it what
look,
it is.
Look, 20 years from now, you'll be able to run back Cena stuff, and wow, this ages really well still. This is still great, blah, blah, blah.
What?
You can run back 80s Hogan and be like, wow.
No.
This
what?
Probably would have been great if I was 8.
What? This? What?
Don't do that, dude. Whatever you want. Just I'm saying his stuff will age better 20 years from now than Hogan's stuff does now. Like Hollywood Hogan, great, but 80s Hogan, okay.
Cena's. I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not even saying it's on the same level as Hulk or The Rock. I can't think. Now, granted, it's not fair. I was gone for a little while. Ain't nothing memorable that I can think of with Cena for me. That doesn't mean he's not great, but what's memorable?
Stuff with Edge was memorable.
Yeah, the stuff with Edge was great.
Yeah.
I mean, he had some great stuff with Shawn Michaels. He had some really good
Rock
stuff
Cena
with AJ Styles.
The stuff with Randy Orton's always been good.
Yeah, the stuff with Rock was good. I mean, he's like,
does he have a? And once again, I'm the wrong person because I was gone during this. Does he have a match that you go back to though? That you're like, or matches that like, nah, this was
Him versus Punk at Money in the Bank.
Ooh, there you go.
Was that in Chicago?
Yeah. And I mean, that was like Punk's thing, but like Cena walking out, he kind of knew the moment.
But what's the face though?
Yeah, that was Punk.
And all
well,
Cena
no,
played,
no,
okay,
it was
well,
Chicago. It was the yeah. crowd. Like, but that's yeah. no different than Toronto with Hogan Rock. Like that was the crowd that made that match. They did match again like 6 months later, and it was ass.
It was the crowd. But that was the moment, too. Like, that was...
Well, it was WrestleMania, but yeah. it was the crowd. Like, the crowd yes. made that yes. a moment, just like they did in Chicago.
Yes. But I give that to Punk, too.
But the match, the difference is the match in Chicago was brilliant. Mm. It was brilliant storytelling. The match in Toronto was ass. It was just... They reacted to, like, everything they did, which yeah. made it incredible.
Once again, I was gone during Cena's heyday.
Now, Cena can wrestle like he's like not like he's really good. He has the ability to get in the ring with AJ Styles and say, you know, AJ, do your thing. Or they had a near hour long match a couple weeks after WrestleMania overseas with Shawn Michaels. It was brilliant. Like it was really, really good. He's just been on top for so long. Mm-hmm. That's like, yeah, he's got to be one of the greatest.
See, he is.
It's better top, at promos as well.
It's top two. No, I think his promos are actually kind of whack.
I disagree.
His promos for me, they're kind of corny. Like he talks
yeah,
really corny.
Like but I think especially during this, when he wants to like do it, he can. Mm. But like I think most of the time he's talking to like kids.
Yeah.
He like the parallels between Cena and Hogan are there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're very, very similar.
And Hogan went Hollywood though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that was great. I said that was
got
great.
He ain't got no Hollywood.
That age is amazing. You can watch that back whenever.
He ain't got no Hollywood on his resume. We're talking about one guy. Like he's not better than one guy. That's all we're talking about.
That's fine. I was just trying to stir it up a little bit.
I like Austin better than Cena, but I like Shawn Michaels better than Cena too, but I can't say
Shawn for me like pound for pound is the best, but I think all the things considered, like Cena's the GOAT.
Yeah, Shawn probably is the best.
Yeah.
Shawn's got everything.
Yeah. Yeah, Shawn. Yeah, for me, I think Shawn's my favorite.
What keeps him from being the greatest? Just the cultural impact?
It was a big jerk face back then, maybe?
Yeah, probably part of that. Like, yeah, he doesn't have an impact. That's, like, he's just great.
Yeah.
His, like, he wasn't even around for the Austin era.
Yeah, he was only around.
He put Austin over and was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was gone.
By the time he came back, I think Austin was gone.
Well, he did that little weird comeback where he was supposed to be with the NWO, that whatever the version that was, right?
Right, yeah. But he didn't wrestle. It was like that was still not wrestling Shawn. Shawn didn't wrestle till he had that SummerSlam match with Triple H. And I like I think the night Austin wrestled his last match, Shawn did the match with Jericho at WrestleMania. That one in Seattle. I think that was the Jericho match. But they never, those two, like Shawn was gone for all of that stuff. So he doesn't, he has no, there's only a handful of guys that have big impacts, though. Like, right. Austin and Rock, they have it.
Yeah.
Hogan has it. And I'd argue Cena has it.
But is that?
But that's it.
But I'd ask you guys, is that the only reason why we're not saying Shawn?
Probably.
Because he's better. He's better, a better everything promo, else
everything
than,
else.
Than yep. everybody else.
Yeah. Mm. He also took, unlike he also took a 5-year break. Like, he came back with, you know, Jordan's 96, 97, 98 when he came back. Like, because he had one of the greatest runs ever after he came back. But he had that 5-year break where he missed the whole Attitude Era. Think about what happened during the Attitude Era.
He started.
Austin. Though.
Help start.
Sure. Yeah, like, sure. He absolutely did help start it.
Matt George, a big Cena guy, said his feud with Orton was amazing. Liked the stuff with Nexus. Called Hogan's promos crap.
His stuff with Nexus? He single-handedly murdered that whole entity.
Okay, and looking back, like, who was supposed to be a star from that? Like, did he do the
Wade
wrong thing?
Barrett.
Oh, wow, the commentary guy. Wow.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Once again, I will defer to you guys. I was gone.
Bad News Barrett is hilarious.
I was gone for Cena's prime. I was gone. So I defer to you guys on that one.
Nah, Cena's
best,
up there.
His best moments there. To me are for me. Once again, I'm not of that generation. Is his losses. His best moment is the Punk in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Lesnar beating
his
ass.
Well, yeah, you can't think of any from Hulk Hogan because all he uses creative control every time. He never lost.
Him losing to the Warrior was a crazy moment.
Yeah, that's like one thing, though. Like, Cena lost. Hogan was always using creative control. That's why there's no moments where it's always just him winning.
But see, here's the thing with, like, what you, I think you are forgetting the power of, like, nostalgia. When you talk about, oh, it would be great. It would be real great if I was 8. Yeah, because I was 8. Like, it was great. Like, sitting at home waiting for my mom to come home from work. My grandma ordering SummerSlam because the earthquake squashed Hulk Hogan on the set of Brother Love. Like, yeah, I got to see this.
I don't doubt that. I'm just saying. I don't have those same memories.
Well, yeah, you grew up in the era of tables, ladders, and chairs.
Bra and panty matches.
Jesse became a man quicker. Oh, my God. Our risky moment was when Liz took her, the bottom of her dress off and had, like, a bikini bottom on. And it was like, oh, my God. This is too much. This is too much. Oh, yeah. 8 years later, Jacqueline is just.
Just, hey.
Hey. Here they are.
Oh, man.
BS is asking when those blue hose matches are.
Oh, jeez. What league is Presbyterian in? I got to figure it out. My guess is the SoCon, since they're in South Carolina. I'll find that and get back to you guys.
Polo Oil says, we had Katie Vick and Viscera on Tv. Do you know who Katie Vick is?
Yeah, that's Kane's.
Yeah, I don't even
remember Katie Vick.
That's okay.
Okay, don't lucky. Do it. Don't do it during the show.
Oh.
Because we'll lose you for the next 90 minutes.
No, do it. Come on.
Bro.
We hit Katie Vick at like certain points of this show periodically. It's like now we've hit another point. Go ahead and look it up, Casey.
All right, here we go.
Look up Katie Vick. Just read to us what you find.
Wait.
We were talking about Mae Young's hand last week.
All right. Katie Vick's I'm trying to find it like a quick synopsis, mm-hmm. but Katie Vick's WWE's controversial attitude era angle. In 2002, WWE introduced the shameful Katie Vick storyline as part of the Attitude Era. We examined the segment's historical context, yada, yada, yada. Oh, is this a... Wait, is this a stuffed animal or a...
It's worse.
Yeah.
Wait, all right, what's going... This is a long story that I clicked on. What?
Damn, go ahead. Give me the thoughts.
What is this?
No, it's necrophilia. That's what it is.
Gosh, wait, what?
So they did this thing where they said Katie Vick was Kane's ex-girlfriend, who he apparently killed in a car accident. So somehow, some way, Triple H, dressed as Kane, went to a funeral home where this casket was, and he crawled into the casket and proceeded to...
All right, man. Hey, this is your era, bro.
Why? Don't do that. Don't do that. No, no. John Cena was not here at that time. John Cena was not there at this time.
What the hell is
this? I don't know where the hell was going on in between Hulk and this, but.
What? Does anybody remember when they brought out a second Kane?
Like the Kane versus Kane?
When Kane fought Kane?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Well, that was just a recycled
story. Yeah.
I don't even think that was ever a payoff with that either.
No, because it was so bad.
Yeah, it was just,
And the crowd was just like, oh, God, they're doing this again.
Was there a payoff? Was it a Buried Alive?
No, I think they just had a match. They just ended it. They were like, just get out of this.
He got pinned and just left.
Yeah, it was just gone.
This guy's supposed to be some demon, and he gets pinned and leaves?
Yeah, I do. Angle was terrible. Angle was terrible.
They ran it back with Kane.
You know what really sucked? The Undertaker versus Undertaker. Let's do it with Kane. Awful. Absolutely.
Oh, I don't know about that era, Jesse. I don't know.
Like I said, that's like in the gray area. That's not my area. That's not yours either. We'll just leave it alone to the side.
So AOL says, look up White Kane, a.k.a. Coke Kane. Your buddy down in WCW sent me a clip of this, and it is hysterical.
I don't think I've ever heard about this.
Awful. So the guy's name is Coke Kane, and he's dressed just like Kane, except in all white. He's significantly smaller, and he gets his superpowers from...
Oh, wait. No, bro.
Yeah, Coke Kane wrestling on YouTube.
He gets superpowers from what appears to be a white powdery substance.
What? What the hell?
It's what makes me so glad I don't watch wrestling anymore.
What?
Oh, it's so bad.
I'm watching a short right now. And it's like, oh, he's got some. What's he pulling out? He got a baggie.
Oh, my gosh. Let me see if I'm.
I'll send it in the group right now.
Oh, no. Man. Cocaine. Oh. Yep.
All right, man.
Yeah. All right. So you can either watch.
Kings, please figure it out because we're down bad.
Jesse, did you see where he does the thing mm-hmm. and his powder? Oh, my gosh.
Doing the LeBron chalk toss.
Oh, my God.
And I'm assuming you've seen the Michael Jackson indie wrestler. Look it up.
No, I haven't.
Well, look up the Michael Jackson indie wrestler.
It's all Jesus.
I'd miss that one.
This is recent. Did you see that, Jesse?
No, I think I missed that too. Jesus was this an AI one?
Jesus is wrestling on the indies?
Yeah. And he... this is...
The Michael Jackson I'm talking about isn't AI. There's a guy who wrestles as Michael Jackson.
I am a SOG. I am a son of God. That is blasphemous what they're doing on the indie circuit. But I saw it.
And you laughed.
I said, oh, man.
What did he turn water to wine?
No, he would just beat people up without touching them. He chokeslammed somebody across the ring.
That's funny. The Michael Jackson wrestler's hilarious too.
Oh man. All right.
Oh, I did see the Michael Jackson. Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was pretty damn funny.
Oh man.
The guy who does the Michael Jackson workouts is hilarious. Like the Michael Jackson boxing workout. It was like a comedian. That was some good stuff too. Actually, Michael Jackson doing all sports because Michael Jackson is the character and he boxes, he plays tennis, he does it. It's pretty funny. It's really clever.
This is what happens when the Kings lose 6-0.
The only good thing that came from AI is these wrestling clips. They got a Michael Jackson AI one too, and he said, "I'm not singing, I'm swinging now."
I've seen a couple of Michael Jackson ones where it's like, no, come on, man, stop it. Stop it. Still nothing colder than MLK's heel turn.
Damn.
Now I understand why we're not allowed to do that stuff.
Yeah, come on.
But when he said, I don't have any dreams. Like, oh my God. I think there's going to be a generation of people who don't know that's not real.
Man.
There was another problem.
Did y'all hear when Dr. King said he didn't have any dreams anymore? It's crazy.
He'll be teaching it in school.
I don't even want to bring it up. Never mind. Let's just talk Kings or 49ers or something.
Uh-oh.
No, Jesse, we're there.
I'm talking about one of the other AI wrestlers that we sent in the group text.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Oh, I missed it. Which one?
He's carrying drinks to the ring.
Oh, I think I missed it?
Yeah, nah, I think we're talking about the same.
Yeah, one. We are.
Like, this is a guy you don't even bring up.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even bring him up.
No. We just
Kings and 49ers.
So,
hey, well,
whose defense is worse?
In all seriousness.
If you want more of this fun, by the way, join us at Sky River Casino tonight.
Oh, yeah. This game, we'll be talking about everything else.
By the time the Cowboys go up 28-0, we're going to have a good time out
we'll
there.
We'll be talking about
the drinks
everything
will be flowing.
Else.
The apps will be out. We're going to have a good time.
So, I'm going to ask the question in the NFL now. Are we still just like, it's whatever. Detroit's that team. It's the record. It don't matter who they like. So Detroit's still top of the top.
If I got a take coming out of yesterday's games, it's that right now. I guess the true contenders that I can see it are the Eagles and the Rams right now.
The league?
The conference coming out the NFC. Okay. I think those are the two teams. Like, those are the two best teams right now. I still like Detroit. I mean, damn, get one of those fourth downs, good. But
how about stop going for a fourth down? The guy almost went out for a fourth and 17 in field goal
range.
But
he didn't.
Those two coaches last night were trying to out-dumb each other. And I just realized I'm more, like, okay with Dan Campbell doing it because I just don't like Nick Sirianni.
Well, fair. The line, and I mean this is no disrespect.
You said Eagles and Rams, right?
Yeah, Eagles and Rams. Okay. The Eagles' defense is also just—it's insane too. Like that, I think a lot of that yesterday was just the lines not being able to work. Was just the Eagles' defense is just on fire right now. Vic Fangio is just—they're just cooking.
I mean, this is no disrespect whatsoever.
We all know what that means.
No disrespect.
Of course not.
And I think they're better than this. I don't want to put this all on them.
Sure, you do.
Detroit looking a little Dolphins-ish. When all that high explosive offense and they can't be stopped. And when you get them in the dome and they're playing.
Well, they've been to the NFC Championship, though. If you want to call team the Dolphins, it's the Bucks. But I think Detroit.
But they were in the dome. They were in the dome. When you got them outside, and I remember my man, Allen, the Bears fan, continued to say, when we get Goff outside, it's different.
I think Kyle Madsen's not a golf guy either. Doesn't really believe in him, but I'm gonna say like the two best teams right now.
His third interception yesterday. Like what? Why are we out on golf?
It's just I'm not on Detroit like right now, but it's just been golf since.
If you're out on Detroit, I think that's okay. But golf has done a hell of a job this year.
He has, but when you play them games, he hadn't been able to come through.
I guess
I think that's the knock on him.
That's fair.
When you play those games, especially away from Detroit, it seems like in Detroit they can do whatever they want. But if they got to go on the road, and even the one last year was in Detroit when he threw three picks against Washington. But when you got to go on the road, get in the elements, play these tough defenses in November and December and January, it's not as free flowing as it is the other times. I think they're still a good team, but I've got my eye on them. I think they're a good team. I do. I think they're one of the contenders in the NFC. I'd feel that way about Detroit.
They're the third team in that group if they're part of it.
But I got my eye on them. If the season ended today, they would not even be in the playoffs.
Mm. Yeah, that's the thing, too. Mm-hmm. How do we feel about Seattle?
Well, I hate...
Not even Seattle. How do we feel about Sam Darnold?
These are the things that are talked about, right, that I hate. I hate when people do this. I try not to do this. And they're like, well, you know, it's Sam Darnold. He's just going with Sam. Yeah. And I hate when people do that.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, in the biggest games, they were great. In them games they needed, at the end, he was not good. This was their first really good test in a while. What, three picks? Four.
This is what scares me about the – probably unfair, but it's what scares me, what keeps me from going all in on the Colts and Daniel Jones, I guess.
Mm.
Wait, what keeps you from going in? Oh, Daniel Jones keeps
Sam
you
going. Those type of quarterbacks where it's like they struggled early on in their careers and then they find the right system, but when it's time to, all right, be a real quarterback and kind of be that guy, they always turn into a pumpkin, it feels like.
Mm. I'm not writing off the Seahawks just yet, but I noticed the same thing.
I mean, Seattle, the rest of the teams had them in the game still. They had opportunities to win that game, but yeah, it was Sam, 2-4 picks.
In that situation, that's how we're performing, Sam? Mm. Some would say it's on brand. Ooh. I don't want to do that to those players, but damn. You gotta work with me, Sam. You gotta do something for me to combat the people who say, he's just going to be Sam Darnold when it really happens, when you really need it.
I'm no QB guru or whatever, but you're watching the game yesterday. It's like he's forcing throws. It's like he's pressing so badly.
Mm. Yeah, he absolutely was. That was a fight, though.
It was.
The Seahawks game was a fight. It was. But I'm with the thought on the Rams. Like, that's a good football team, and if I have to lean on one or the other, I'll lean on the guy who won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But see, I mean, I think he's a better quarterback, but I'd lean on the guy that won the Super Bowl.
But see, I'm with you, but here's the conundrum when you talk about Sam Darnold and the Seahawks. You're going to have to go through that type of team.
No, I hear you. I understand.
Can you go through that type of team to get where you want to go?
I understand.
And I don't know.
Let's see what Leezy's talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, Leezy? Leezy, Scorsese.
Leezy, great work this weekend, big dog.
Yep.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. It's great, man. Hey, I'm living the dream. Hey, some people might even say I am the dream, you know?
Okay. All right, man.
Leezy even came to the after party. He pulled up.
I did.
Oh, Leezy,
I said, put your camera away. Put your camera away and just come chill, big dog.
Yeah, Leezy ain't going to miss a party.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. I never stop working, man. I always got the camera on me, man. You never know. We got to get photos for Oasis, you, the homies, Coach JT, all our good people out there, you know?
Yeah, you got some gems, too. Made us look like stars out there.
Hey, yo, hey, I got to step up my game, man. Y'all had the leather jacket and the Michael Jackson.
I didn't know leather jacket. What you talking about? That was. Don't say you guys. It was one person.
That was me and Nico.
Shout out to Nico Suave.
Yeah, big ups, big ups. What you want to talk about, your little sorry Eagles?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. I just want to come in and check them receipts, man.
Oh, so what the hell?
I do this and that. Man, I was told Jalen Hurts sucks. Here we are. Winning record.
All right, get out of here.
Bro, what?
Yeah,
bro, what? No, we didn't even preview this game. Who said anything about this?
Leezy makes up stuff every time from that one time he was on the radio with me and KC.
He said Jalen Hurts sucks, and Jesse was like, you got to go. You got to go.
Jalen Hurts, and I like him. He was missing missing touchdowns left and right.
They're not winning because of that offense. I'll tell you that much. AJ Brown ready to crash out every week.
Jalen missed at least off the top of my head 3 touchdowns yesterday. This hella Aaron-ass throws.
It missed Saquon yesterday. Would help my fantasy team.
Well, I ain't even looked at my fantasy team this week. Let me see how I did.
No one cares how your fantasy team did.
I know they do. They're waiting.
Literally, no one cares unless you got Josh Allen on it. Because Josh Allen, goodness gracious!
Oof.
I was thinking just for the briefest of moments, like, man, this could be a moment for Tampa if they could figure out a. Oh, Josh Allen just scored again.
Oof.
Okay, all right. So it's going to be that familiar story of the Bucks are going against one of the big boys and can't do it.
Yeah.
And that sucks. That sucks, man. They have they have their excuses just like every other team does. But man, that was a tough one for Tampa Bay in a big win for the Bills. We'll try to dive in. We might put the football talk on hold for a little bit because James Ham's going to join us at the top of the hour. We've got some news to talk about as it pertains to Keegan Murray. We haven't even talked about Zach LaVine yet. So we'll do that when Dealer and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
These blue holes out here eating. I'm using that as an insult from now on. These blue holes out here just eating up Shador's debut yesterday.
Oh, they couldn't wait for that.
Like, I don't know what y'all thought was going to happen. Like, that man entered the game with little fanfare and just went out there against the Ravens team that's running and lost. Looked a little rough
with that,
but we might see him again.
Browns team,
yeah, that team's terrible.
They made no good.
That team's terrible.
I think. Oh, do I get half a point for this?
No, you don't. I said, no.
I said
the answer's
Presbyterian
no.
was in the SoCon. Damn.
Know all this stuff already, though. Yeah,
they're not in the SoCon.
No,
they're in the Big South.
Then why would you get a
point
for that?
Why would you get a half
that?
A point?
Because it's the South. It's the South. It's the region. I did have that.
Stop. You out here begging for points, bro. Stop.
Yeah, we didn't even start the season yet. I think we did, and I won.
I think we have, but we just haven't really played very often.
part of the, they have the Gardner Webb Running Bulldogs in this Big South Conference.
They got some. So every once in a while, the Running Bulldogs face the Blue Hose.
Blue Hose. Right. Presbyterian took a loss. Took a loss the other day.
Probably the most Presbyterian's been talked about in a while.
Didn't they have an NBA player that went there? This white guy.
Oh, don't stop. 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 Stop, man.
If
don't
you can
do
guess
this
player's name, we'll give you a championship.
Don't do this. Don't do this. Because I feel like you know, and then like we're going to have to throw you out of all the
I
leagues.
Keep on wanting to say Penberthy, but it's not him. It's not Penberthy. Maybe it is.
Well, are we talking NBA players or NBA players?
It was a white guy. A guard. Nah, maybe not.
No players from Presbyterian have ever been drafted into the NBA.
Maybe I'm negative thinking. Points.
Wow, yeah. As a matter of fact, you're suspended. You're Jamar Chase. You're suspended, pal.
Did you see the story with Jamar? And
yeah. Saw the video. I didn't spin on anybody. Meanwhile, they're like, sir, we got you in 4K. Like, yeah, what you mean?
I didn't know all that went down. I saw them get into it. I saw them get ejected
got into it. He said Jamar spit on him. Jamar was like, I didn't spit on him. And then like an hour later, there's a video of Jamar.
Like 10 different angles of the video.
Yeah. So they suspended Jamar Chase today for that.
What I look like spitting at Jalen Ramsey? Oh, yeah, I spit on Jalen Ramsey. Of course I did.
That's a terrible Rick James impression, but point still taken. Point still taken. Kings got Oklahoma City. So no game tonight. No game Tuesday. They'll take on the Oklahoma City Thunder for the third time on Wednesday. Jesus. And a game that I think is going to have some new intrigue for Kings fans, Thursday. Second night of a back-to-back, they'll take on the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis in a game that might be Keegan Murray's debut. Yeah. We'll get more details on that from James coming up in about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's...
Hey, welcome back,
welcome
Keegan.
Site.
Yeah. No, welcome back, Keegan. We're going to be 3-12. Welcome back, pal.
Damn. I mean, the scenario that you laid out, that we were just joking about, but like, what if he does come back and just settle everything down?
Be amazing.
And then they play
the calming presence
basketball.
Of Keegan Murray.
What does his role look like coming into this team that's a mess?
Start like, at the four and play 48 minutes.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, like that, but also like, all right, Keegan, like, go ahead and get 18. Like, what is he behind DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine in shots taken per game? Like, what is his role coming into this?
Well, he's not behind Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
If there was a big concern about Keegan Murray losing shots to Zach LaVine, that concern can be dead after what happened.
Like, is Doug Christie telling him, all right, you're a focal point now that you're back and stuff like that? Or just what is, just, I guess, like, what are we looking for from Keegan?
I'm looking for more of the same. I've said this a number of different times, and I understand, you know, people wanting more from Keegan. Like, I get it. But I think a lot of what Keegan does and how he plays is perfectly fine for me. I don't necessarily need him to do more or to be more. I don't need him. If that's what happens, that's awesome. If like he grows and the game grows, that's fantastic. But I'm not going to press him to do even more. I need to find better players around him. That's always been my thought. Obviously, that may not happen right now with this particular group, but maybe a little bit more aggressiveness on the offensive end, but just come in and be Keegan Murray. Do what you do. Hit the open shot. Once again, be a little bit more aggressive, but I don't need you taking 23 shots a night. Like,
should he, though? I mean, just we're trying to move this thing forward, I guess, see what you have.
I don't think he'll get to 23.
23 is a lot, but I mean, should he get more shots up?
Shoot more shots, yeah, for sure.
He should. I was on the other side. I didn't like what I saw that first preseason game where he was just taking shots just to take shots, just because it's like, I'm going to be more aggressive. And he was just throwing up shots. What were the shots? The Raptors.
Mm.
He's just taking shots. Like, none of them were in the flow. They weren't good shots. They weren't in what I feel the scope of how his offensive game works.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like he's like, I'm going to just take shots because this is what I'm supposed to do. I don't want that. Like, I don't want that. Now, there's going to be some shots that are going to be
You felt forced. Like they were bad shots.
Yeah.
Okay. So just don't take bad shots then. But
I also agree.
If the shots are there.
Like 17-foot half-spin fadeaways. Like, that's not your game. What are you doing?
Okay. Like, just asking. I'm a broadcast journalist. Don't be mad at me.
Now, I do understand with more aggressiveness, you're gonna take some more chances. Like, not everything's going to be a perfect wide-open shot. Like, I get that. And if that's what he's trying to do, sure, let's see what it looks like. But
I love that you're telling Keegan, hey, he doesn't have to take – you don't have to take more shots. Meanwhile, I'm begging for Domantas Sabonis to take more shots, and neither one of us are going to get what we want. Neither one of us.
I think you do get more Keegan shots, though. I do think he's going to get out there and be more aggressive this year. What did he take last year? He took 10.8 shots a night. I think you get somewhere around 13.
Okay. What do you have his year by year?
Yeah, it was 9.8 his rookie year, 12.7 his second year, and last year 10.8.
Okay.
So you're gonna get closer to that second year, Keegan.
Okay. For context, yesterday afternoon, we got 11 from Russell Westbrook.
We got some. No. Yeah. So behind, we got young entrepreneur, potential sports journalist. Just want to see what we're doing. My girl Taylor.
Okay.
She's just here. She just got here 10 minutes ago.
Taylor, just bear with me for a sec. You'll have to forgive me as I looked over expecting to see Jesse, and I see Taylor. Taylor. Welcome, Taylor. Don't be nervous. It's fine.
She just got here 10 minutes ago. I'm going to just see how you guys operate. It's cool. And Jesse's like, here, kid.
Yeah.
Run the show. What?
That's what we do, Taylor. We just throw people into the deep end. You'll be fine. Trust me, there's only so many things that could go wrong with you sitting right there. You'll be just fine.
Oh
goodness gracious. For context, Russell Westbrook shot 11 times last night. Dennis shot 13. Hey, maybe he found his role.
Yeah.
Maybe this is where he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? 14 for Domas, 15 for DeMar DeRozan. The one that seemed to have gotten everybody's attention was Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine, who took 7 shots, scored 8 points in the 24 minutes he played, which was stunningly low. But when you consider he didn't play the entire fourth quarter, it makes that number make sense.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. He shouldn't even have 7 shots through 3 quarters. Like that. That's inexcusable. Like, come on, man. Like, what are you doing in a game that you're down, that your team is struggling, and trying to work your way back? Like, what are you doing taking 7 shots?
He's not the only starter who didn't play in the fourth quarter yesterday. I just want to alert everybody, Jesse's back. So there's Jesse.
Yeah, so I had to step out for a second. If anyone cuts, hit this red button.
Is that what you told her?
Yeah. Like, what else? Like, that's it.
He's been here 10 minutes. You said, if anybody cusses, push this red button.
Yeah. You gonna come watch D'Lo and KC? Like, fine. Come sit behind the board.
That's amazing.
That's gold.
That's absolutely that's gold right amazing. There. Anybody cusses, push this red button.
Jesse the GOAT, man.
Yeah, Keon Ellis didn't play a single minute in the fourth quarter yesterday.
Mm.
He started. That was It was actually that made this the 12th different starting lineup. As we noted, Precious Achiuwa wasn't feeling well. He was questionable going into the game. He wound up playing maybe 3 or 4 minutes or something like that. Russ played at the one. DeMar moved to the four. Keon started at the two.
Yeah.
And it did not go well for Keon Ellis.
To be
again
fair, a little fair, maybe I'm just stalling about to for no reason, to Zach and Keon. That group that played the majority of the fourth quarter did get the lead down to 6.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, you know, maybe it's like, when are you going to sub them out? Like, they're playing well. They cut the lead down. They got it down deep in the single digits. Maybe, because I think that happened with around 5 minutes or so to go.
Getting it down to six. Yeah.
So maybe once it got back up to 9, if you're trying to work the starters back in, maybe that's where you would go back to them, but maybe not. You know what I'm saying? So we look at it as those guys weren't playing well or weren't being aggressive, and that's why they didn't come back in. It could have been the guys that were out there were playing well, and that had more to do with the fact that those guys didn't play.
But that's one of the most difficult scenarios I think a coach can be in, is you have players who are playing well and cut a large deficit down to a small deficit, but they exuded a lot of energy doing that. And do you run the risk of leaving them out there too long and, you know, essentially the game catching back up with them? Mm-hmm. Do you run the risk of making the substitution too quick, mm-hmm, and putting LaVine or whoever back into the game to try to, you know, to try to get that deficit down to, you know, a positive for your team? It, to me, that is just a brutal, brutal scenario for a coach to be in. And Doug seemed to ride with his guys yesterday that got that lead down.
Yeah.
And those were the guys who were playing the best, not just in that moment. They were the guys who were playing the best in the game. And I think that's part of the story, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Keon has become a major source of frustration with me.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's because the scrutiny that's on Keon Ellis right now. I think I heard Kyle say something earlier about how Keon feels like he has to play perfect when he's in. And I don't think he has to play perfect, but I sure would be really, really happy if he stopped committing really stupid fouls.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because it feels like he does that on a very, very regular basis.
Yeah.
Like multiple times a game, he's in a game. He commits a foul where you just, I think it was Russ. It might've been DeMar. Someone even said something to him yesterday on that low post foul where he didn't wrap up and he just committed a foul. It turned into an ad one. Someone said something to him like, hey, I'm for some reason, DeMar is in my head, but it was probably Russ, because Russ is the one who he'll wrap you up. You're right. Not getting an and one if Russell Westbrook is the one right. Fouling you.
You might not be shooting your shots.
You might not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.